You're listening to WUOT. I'm Chrissy Kuiper. Data from a recent United Way report revealed that 23,000 Knox County seniors live in isolation. Knox PAWS, a unique local program, tries to address the problem by matching low-income seniors with adoptable animals. The program covers the cost of pet supplies and all medical expenses. WUOT News contributor Leslie Snow reports.
On a warm summer day, 70-year-old Mary Catherine Franklin rushes toward the door of the Young Williams Animal Village. The building is loud, with dogs barking and whining, but she doesn't seem to mind. She peers into each enclosure, hoping to find the one animal she's been picturing in her head, a small tabby cat to keep her company in her quiet apartment.
I feel so much love for animals, and I'm just so ready. I was just so excited today. My heart was just pounding.
Mary Catherine is a client of Knox PAWS, a program that matches low-income seniors with older shelter animals that can be difficult to place.
Most people don't go into an animal shelter looking to adopt an older pet. They want the puppies and kittens. So we're not only helping the seniors in our community, but we're helping the animal shelters in reducing their numbers.
That's Monica Brown, the manager of Knox PAWS. She says caring for a pet encourages seniors to become more active.
If you don't have a pet, you could just potentially sit in your home, look at the four walls, and never speak to anybody. But guess what? That pet just made you get up and go for a walk, clean the house, fix some food, socialize.
Brenda Wolf has seen that increased socialization firsthand. Her dog, Brownie, helps her get out of the house and connect with her neighbors.
We've met a lot of different people living in old North Knoxville because, you know, they walk their dogs every evening and stuff. They know usually about 6 or 6:30, you know, they walk their dogs.
One of her neighbors, Donnie Shaw, decided he wanted a dog during the coronavirus lockdown.
I'm not lonely. I'm not alone. That virus lockdown thing made me realize how lonely I was.
Loneliness during the pandemic is what brought Mary Catherine Franklin to the shelter, too.
My Maltese died, actually, at the beginning of COVID, and it was very lonely. It was almost unbearable. and that's what was so difficult for a lot of older people.
Dr. Edward Harper, the social services coordinator at Blount Memorial Hospital, believes pets give older adults a sense of purpose.
It's almost like with your children. You will do for them when you won't do for yourself. So it gives you a mission. We become relevant to something.
For PAWS clients, the bond with their animals begins on Pet Selection Day. Brenda Wolf says it's a day she'll never forget.
I knew right then because my heart said, there he is, there he is. That's for you. And we've been together ever since.
Pet Selection Day brought a pint-sized surprise for Donnie Shaw.
She's a chihuahua, for crying out loud, but she's just what I hoped for and prayed for. I asked the Lord to give me a good dog, and he gave me a great one. Once I picked her up and put her in my jacket, it was over, wasn't it? It was a done deal.
Back at Young Williams Animal Village, Mary Catherine cuddles with a 6-year-old tabby with a stubby tail. The two bond immediately.
Look at that, honey. You're so sweet. Oh, you're beautiful.
For WUOT News, I'm Leslie Snow.
You're beautiful. You're beautiful. She says, so are you. My new mommy.
There are nearly 200 seniors and pets in the PAWS programs. To learn more about Knox PAWS, visit our website at WUOT.org.
You just need to be in somebody's lap. I've got toys. She's just purring. Listen.